This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Giving you all you need to know. Power Business with Sfiso's Kanjada. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
25 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener. Now we're talking, and of course, one of the conversations that we are talking about today is a sluggish start to new vehicle sales for 2023. And of course, load shedding coming through as one of the dampeners, in terms of just a kind of production capacity. And of course, ultimately, what we see as export volumes. And so we are joined online, Power Listener, by Mark Domis, who is a chairperson at National Automobile Dealers Association. Mark, good evening and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Sfiso. Thank you very much for having me here today.
No, good it's an absolute back. Pleasure. Mark, what's happening with vehicle sales?
Yeah, good one question. Solid start, actually. We were almost 5% up for the same time last year. So January 2023, we sold 43,509 cars. But, I mean, we're 5% up from a year ago. So it's a solid start to the year.
And I mean, I think on the back of the other conversation we had, Mark, is that this still then continues to show a little bit of good momentum that's still building on, where we're seeing good growth month on month, year on year as well. And really, I think, giving a little bit of impetus in this particular sector.
I think so, too, definitely. You know, we're facing so many economic headwinds with everything going on around us, Eskom and power and, you know, bad news. But I think some good news came this month in that the Reserve Bank only raised interest 25 basis points. I think that was quite a welcome relief. And hopefully with the peak interest rates in sight, and also the OEMs now being able to supply a bit better because we've had a few supply constraints. I think there were some sectors to the market that weren't able to supply. I think that bodes quite well that more cars are being sold in the country. You know, we've got to look for the positive news in the economy.
And maybe not to be a wet towel with a little bit of some concerning news, Mark. Is this idea around the just transition and particularly us responding to the pressure points that's happening globally? Eurozone's given themselves a deadline, 2035 in terms of moving to EVs. EVs in South Africa, we hear from NAMSA, is that close to 39% of the cost price that you're paying is still going towards tax. And of course, it means we won't be able to export to those guys in about 11 years if we don't start to see big shifts taking place right now. How do you think this is informing planning at a manufacturing level?
Yeah, I think very good question there. I mean, the manufacturers will certainly have to start making EVs for the export markets. Certainly the ones that we export to being right-hand drive, but we also, I suppose, can make left-hand drive cars. But certainly I don't think that's as much as an inhibitor on the export market, except our domestic market has challenges with battery electric cars. And I think we fortunately aren't subject to the same legislation that the European Union is. I mean, they have to have 100% passenger car sales of electric vehicles in 2030. They cannot sell an ICE engine, an internal combustion engine. We fortunately aren't subject to that restriction. Certainly no one in Africa is, and a lot of the markets, America won't be subject to such strict restrictions, neither will Asia and the East. So we certainly will have access to that diesel product, petrol product, hybrid product for a long time yet before we go fully electric. So at least we'll be able to have a longer transition because we are where we are in our economy and our country and our structures just aren't in place for that kind of thing.
And I mean, we heard from the Presidential Climate Commission as well as the NBI in their own modeling that they're only expecting by 2040 about 1 million EVs on our roads. And so maybe to the point that you are making, that while the pressure point is coming, local demand may still support ICE or internal combustion engines in the context of our domestic economy.
It certainly will. However, if we start making those cars and we start exporting, then the price comes down. So conversely, we could actually, when those vehicles start becoming quite cheap and their battery ranges go up and charging times go down, you'll find that maybe there'll be more take-up. And the two are inextricably linked. You know, unless we have cheap electric cars, certainly they're not going to work in our market. Not for Africa. We want cheaper mobility. Certainly, even now in the UK, They are having quite, you know, charging your vehicle there on peak times and superchargers and things like that is getting quite expensive. And the infrastructure rollout is vast. You know, they have to roll out another 270,000 charging stations by 2030, 30,000 a year or something. So those kind of things start hitting, and they have to be fast chargers. So certainly with us having less pressure on our domestic market with that, will certainly help.
Yeah, and I mean, I think even on that point, right, even when we look at what's modeled in South Africa is that we would need to bring on board about 6,000 to 7,000 megawatts of energy every year up until then for us to be able to sustain, I guess, our green economy or a net zero ambition. So certainly, I think from an infrastructure point of view, I think we'll struggle to achieve that kind of capacity from an infrastructure rollout point of view. But very quickly, Mark, on outlook, then getting into, I guess, a new month in terms of what we expect, is going to, I guess, drive the context in the automobile market.
Certainly, the take-up of the commercial sector is still quite strong. Light commercial, Buc-ee's are very solid and started very solid. The heavy trucks are doing exceptionally well. They've had a great start to the year. So all of those things are keeping our roads and keeping things moving and all the logistics stuff is going quite well. And I still think the passenger car market will be quite solid and continue its trend of at least 5% up for the medium term for the rest of the year. So I think it's still looking positive.
Sure. As long as these trucks aren't driving into anyone, we certainly want them on the roads, Mark.
Yep.
Have a lovely evening further.
Thanks, Afisa.
100%. Our listener, that was Mark Domis. He is the National Automobile Dealers Association chairperson. And of course, just giving us reflections on vehicle sales. I mean, momentum is still up, of course, but Eskom has continued to be a dampener. Maybe that 5% month-on-month or year-on-year increase, certainly, I think, would have probably looked better had we had, of course, high energy availability, particularly for the manufacturing guys. What's happening with the news, Dr. Sihume?
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.